My nerves are settling in. I can feel my heartbeat picking up and a little bit of a tremble in my hands. I wasn't nervous on my way here, but... There's a nondescript waiting room at the end of the hallway. I sit down and fiddle with my ring. I wonder if I should text her and let her know I'm here. Someone's coming. Probably her. I hope.
Are you my 2 o'clock?
Yeah, that's me. I'm...
This way.
You're taller than I expected. I guess that's because of the knee-high platform boots you're wearing. And damn, that skin-tight black dress is... Wow. The room you lead me to is a stark difference from the narrow, fluorescent-lit hallway we were just in. It's gray with floor-to-ceiling cement, and the open layout is dotted by various pieces of... furniture? I don't know what to call all of this. Sex furniture, I guess. There's a sex swing hanging from the ceiling in the corner, and a couple of massage tables near the door, and then something that looks like a dentist's chair. Oh, God. There's that feeling again. That intense need or hunger or something. That's why I'm here in the first place. To feed these feelings I've been having, but have never tried to understand. Just the sight of all these things is making me horny.
All right, so your first time at a dungeon? How exciting. I'm so glad Cherry sent you my way.
Yeah. We had a phone consultation, and she recommended that you'd be a little bit better since it's my first time.
Oh, yeah. I get a ton of first-time clients. Don't worry, I'm going to take great care of you. I promise you're going to leave here ready to book your next sesh on the spot.
Your smile is comforting. I think you can sense how much I need to be reassured right now. Yeah, great. I'm really excited, truly. I just... Yeah, first-time nerves, I guess.
Totally normal. So before we get started, I always like to do a little consultation and make sure we're still on the same page about everything. In your questionnaire, you mentioned you're new to submission and... You're interested in a little bit of bondage, nipple play, and teasing?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. And you might be interested in a little pain, is that right?
I think so, but yeah, I've never had the experience, so I'm not really sure. It's just something I thought I might like.
Okay, no problem. We can always do a little experimenting. You've got a safe word for a reason, so if you don't like it, we can stop, no problem.
I nod along, feeling a little breathless. This is really about to happen. It feels a little weird to be talking about all of this intimate stuff in such a business-like way, but I really appreciate your efforts to make me comfortable. It's definitely working.
Okay, well, I've got everything I need here. I'm ready when you are.
Ready. You glance back at a simple white clock on the wall.
Your session starts now. Sit.
You point to the medical chair I noticed when I first came in. I glance from the chair to you, and... Fuck. The gleam in your eyes is... intoxicating. It's like a switch has been flipped. You're suddenly no longer the kind woman I could imagine getting coffee with. You're firm and demanding, and I can't wait to do what you tell me. I walk on shaky legs to the chair and sit. It's only then that I notice the arms of the chair are outfitted with straps.
Close off.
I slip off my sweater while you gather a number of items from a metal cabinet next to the sink. Fuck, this is so exciting. My pussy is clenching over and over again.
Faster, I said close off now. Better. You want to please me today, don't you?
Yes.
Good. Then make sure you do what I say when I say it. Put your arms on the armrest. Very good. There we go. And now the legs. Oh, I almost forgot. Your collar. When you're in here with me, you're mine, okay? Whenever you've got this collar on, you do what I say. You exist to please me and obey me. And you will use your safe word if you need without hesitation. Got it?
Yes. The snugness of the collar is so nice. Like a constant reminder that you're in charge of me, that I belong to you, and you're going to take care of me. The straps keeping my wrists and ankles from moving feel so good to pull and struggle against. I've always known I liked the feeling of being bound, but this is unlike anything I've ever experienced. It's incredible. You walk behind me so I can't see you, and my heart skips a beat. You draw a feather across my bare shoulders, and I jerk against the chair. You trace between my breasts, and circle each of my nipples with the soft tip.
Oh, is this little feather too much for you? Come on, you're stronger than that. Does that feel good? Be vocal for me. That's an order.
Yes, that feels good. It feels really good. You drag the feather down my abdomen and slide it from hip to hip. Oh my God. And not being able to move my hands or my legs, the helplessness is starting to really sink in.
That's right. Be a good girl for me. You're mine, aren't you? I can do anything I want with you for this hour of ours.
The praise makes me feel hot all over. The anticipation of what you'll say next, what you'll do to me. Fuck. Knowing that you're in complete control. It's too much. From behind me, your hand clasps my jaw and pulls my head to the side.
If I want to just leave you tied here for the rest of our time, I can. I can just walk away and let you struggle for 45 minutes.
I'll do anything you want.
I know you will.
You push two fingers into my mouth. Your other hand drifts down to my nipple. You rub your thumb over it so slowly.
You'll suck on my fingers. You'll lay there like a good girl. You'll let me tease you to your very limit, won't you? Will you let me put something in your other holes?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.